Have you heard the buzz about bidding farewell to the average position metric in the world of online advertising? If not, don't worry. We're here. The average position metric has long been a staple in understanding where your ads show up on search engine results pages. However, recent changes in advertising platforms like Google Ads have led to its retirement. But what does this mean for advertisers like you? In this blog post, we'll dive into everything you need to know about this shift, why it's happening, and how it impacts your advertising strategy. So, let's embark on this journey together and unravel the mysteries behind bidding adieu to the average position metric. What do you understand about the Google Ads average position? Google Ads average position is a metric that indicates where your ad typically ranks in the search results relative to other ads. It's calculated by dividing the sum of your ad positions by the total number of ad impressions. Here's a breakdown of what it means. Position in search results: when a user searches for a keyword that triggers your ad, Google assigns it a position on the search results page. The positions typically range from 1 to 4 for ads at the top of the page and then extend further down the page, depending on the search query and ad relevance. Average position: this metric provides an average of where your ad appears among all the search results where it was shown. For instance, an average position of 1.5 means your ad typically appears somewhere between the first and second positions. Competitive insights: average position gives you a sense of how well your ad is performing compared to competitors. If your average position is consistently low, it could indicate that your ad is not being displayed prominently, potentially impacting its visibility and click-through rate. Bid and quality score impact: advertisers often adjust their bids and optimize their ad campaigns to achieve better average positions. However, achieving a higher position solely through higher bids might not be sustainable or cost-effective. Google also considers the quality score of your ad, which is influenced by factors like relevance, landing page experience, and expected click-through rate. Ad rank: ad position is determined by ad rank, which considers your bid, ad quality, and ad extensions. A higher ad rank typically leads to higher positions in the search results. Strategic considerations: while achieving the top position might seem desirable, it's not always the most cost-effective strategy. Depending on your campaign goals and budget, aiming for a position that balances visibility with cost efficiency might be more prudent. Dynamic nature: average position can fluctuate based on various factors such as changes in bidding strategies, ad quality improvements, and shifts in competitor behavior. Monitoring and adjusting your campaigns accordingly is crucial for maintaining a desirable average position. Understanding Google Ads average position empowers advertisers to gauge the effectiveness of their campaigns and make informed decisions to improve ad performance and achieve their marketing objectives. What are the replacements of average position metric? The average position metric is sunsetting, but there's nothing to fear. New metrics would be presented by the search engine. With these metrics, your ads will be audited based on sales performance and search engine results page results. This means that now you need to watch out for ad impression rate also along with the rank of your website. This latest ad metric may appear to be a little complicated, but believe me, it's not. The value of this metric indicates the number of times a particular ad is displayed on top of the search engine results or other websites of Google. Every time your advertisement appears on either Google or any other website in its nexus, it's enumerated as one. Top impression rate: the top impression rate, measured as a percentage, reflects the frequency your ad occupies the prime position atop search engine results. It signifies the ratio of top placements to total ad impressions. For instance, if your ad appears at the top in 50 out of 100 impressions, the top impression rate is 50%. This metric is pivotal as it gauges your ad's visibility and competitiveness. A higher rate implies relevance and increased click potential, while a lower rate may prompt adjustments to enhance ad performance amidst fierce competition for top positions, thus influencing overall campaign success. Absolute top impression rate: Absolute top impression rate denotes the proportion of times your ad appears as the very first result on a search engine results page, SERP, compared to the total number of times it's displayed. Essentially, it measures the frequency of your ad occupying the absolute top position. For instance, if your ad appears as the first result 30 times out of 100 total impressions, your absolute top impression rate would be 30%. This metric is crucial for assessing the prominence and visibility of your ad, offering insights into its performance at the pinnacle of search results. Top impression share. Top impression share quantifies the frequency with which your ad appears at the top of search engine results pages, SERPs, compared to the total number of times it could potentially show up. It measures the extent to which your ad captures the available opportunities for top placement. For example, if your ad appeared at the top of search results 80 times out of 100 opportunities, your top impression share would be 80%. This metric indicates how effectively your ad dominates the top positions in relevant searches, influencing its visibility and potential to attract clicks compared to organic search results. Absolute top impression share. Absolute top impression share measures the frequency of your ad appearing as the very first result on Google's search engine results page, SERP, compared to the total number of times it was eligible to do so. This metric indicates how often your ad secures the absolute top position relative to its potential opportunities. For instance, if your ad appeared as the first result 50 times out of 100 opportunities, your absolute top impression share would be 50%. It provides insights into how effectively your ad dominates the prime position, influencing its visibility and potential for clicks. How to take advantage of this transformation? The transformation is going to happen soon, so you need to be prepared for the same. I have listed out some of the top ways you can consider to endure the storm. Review the novel metrics straight off. Why wait for September to know the newly introduced metrics? There is enough time now that you can utilize to become familiar with these metrics. Try contemplating these metrics at this instant and get to know what executes better on diverse artifices. By doing so, you'll be all set to welcome the replacement of average position metrics with all your heart. Emphasize your audience. The purpose of new metrics for Google Ads is rather simple. It is meant to improve the searchers undergo. Now the question arises, how can you conquer these modern metrics? Make your ads pertinent to the search objective. You need to understand what are the desires of your audience and work per it. Study your audience's behavior, get to know them, and make improvisations in your strategy. Have faith in Google's recommended automated strategies. In the dashboard of the Google advertising campaign, you'll see that the new recent ad metrics are already into the picture. If you're not certain how to get started with them, you can simply have faith in the automated strategies suggested by Google and apply them to your business strategy. Benefits of the new metrics for advertisers. For advertisers, the way they create search ads would greatly be influenced. Search ads are the ads that are displayed to the searcher after he enters any phrase or keyword in the search box. Now, if your advertising campaign goes above and beyond the display advertising strategy of YouTube, you need to amend your current marketing approach. Concluding words. There's enough time to get familiar with the new metrics. Google is not ready to back off. So just consent to it and be ready for the change. Develop a deep comprehension of the latest top and top absolute metrics and optimize your ad strategy.